you'd have to pick each one up, one, two, you know.
Yeah.
And okay, if you did that, then you pick up two, four, six, uh-huh. eight.
If you get all the way through without missing.
Uh-huh, and then you go to other things like putting them in the house. And,
I remember that.
And a bunch of other stuff, and then where you throw up one hand and change hands, and I can't even recall all the different phases that you went through after you did, you know, pick them all up, and then there were little things in the game where they say no overs, you know, like you throw them out, and if you didn't like what you threw out there, like you knew you couldn't pick up three here, or whatever it was. You say overs, but if somebody
else, then you could do what?
You could throw them over and try to throw yourself a better thing. And but if anybody said no overs before you said overs, well, you just have to do the best you could, because if you touched, if you were picking up three and you touched another one, and another, you know, you're only supposed to touch and pick up whatever number that is if you touch, then you miss, so you have to stop and give to somebody else, and you start from where you are, you know. And sometimes they would have different rules for the game. Sometimes you have to start all over again, and sometimes you just keep going from where you were, you know. They make the game as tough or, you know, as light as they want.
Yeah.
And just sitting here talk about it, you know, if you talk about it long enough, you think of a lot of things, you know, that made the game interesting. And jump rope.
Yeah, what kind of different jump ropes?
Well, they had the same for jump rope, hot pepper, and
what's that?
That's you know, you say, oh gosh, what do the kids say now?
What'd y'all say?
Gosh, I can't even.
Was hot pepper a certain kind of way of jumping?
Yeah, that was real hard and swift, you know, they turned you.
Perfect.
Real fast. And you'd have to go in the back door the opposite way, that you know, usually the way you go in. And going in and out, and just different things like that I just can't seem to pull out right now. Did that, and we played so much, I guess I played after I had my play, this is all gone.
Yeah.
Because we played hard. We play house. And we play, make tree houses. We did such serious playing that I think we really just played out. Cause we played, you name it, we played it. And I mean, we played serious. I mean, we didn't mess around. We played.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, I just played out because we played a little bit of everything.
Did you play any circle games?
Here we go around the mulberry bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? Now, I must have played it too, but I sure don't remember it.
You're in a circle, everybody hold hands, and you're going around dancing, singing, here we go around the mulberry bush. So early in the morning, and I may be getting this mixed up. Then you say, I've gotten how the rhyme goes. Anyway, it's a little rhyme.
What do you do then,
Then you say, this is the way we do things. This is the way we wash our face. And everything ends up so early in the morning.
Yeah.
And you go through a series of stuff like that.
That's been for a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. And then London Bridges.
What?
London Bridges falling down.
Yeah. I forgot that too.
You choose, well, you say,